How would you feel if somebody described you as any of these things? Arrogant, brash, overconfident, presumptuous, know-it-all, bit of a bragger, self-confident. Ooh, I threw in a curveball at the end there, didn't I? Now, that's because I want us to get forensic about, is confident misjudged as cocky? And do you have a fear of coming across as cocky or arrogant or brash or any of those things if you just show more confidence? I suppose you could also say, what's the difference between confidence and self-confidence? Look, this needs a little bit of analysis, or as I call it, forensics. So let's get on with it. This is Self-Belief Unsquashed. I'm your host, Tricia Lewis. And over and over again, I'm going to make no apology for coming back to this topic of confidence, because it's something we hear about, it's something people talk about, there are books and YouTube videos about it, there are memes about it, but actually there's a lot of misunderstanding around it, there's quite a lot of myth-making around it. And whilst we all have a sense that we'd like to be more confident, we might not really know what that means. So let's explore.
Yes!
Before we go any further, let's have a look at what confidence isn't. And in my opinion, I could say my humble opinion, I do not think confidence is, one, arrogance, two, being an extrovert, and three, as I put it, a magical womb-given gift. In other words, something you're born with. No. And what do I think it is? Well, I think it has to be something authentic. And therefore, it's not something you pick up on a 5-day YouTube course. It's not something you get because lots of people tell you you're amazing. And it's not something you get by faking it. Having said which, the YouTube course, the listening to fabulous feedback, and an element of faking it could very much be part of a journey of your confidence growing. However, to be authentically confident means it's got to come from inside. It's an inside job. Mind, body, the lot. And that's going to be an up and down journey. It's definitely not something you're born with or something you can learn instantly. So what is it that holds you back sometimes from coming across confidently? And why would you come across confidently? Okay, let's take one step at a time. Think of a situation. An interview, for instance, is an obvious one, isn't it? We've all been in this situation. Could even be a first date, I suppose. But no, let's stick with the more work-related. An interview or first day at a new job. Well, you want to be seen as a confident person. You want on that little write-up that they do when they're trying to assess who they're going to hire, this person came across as confident. What you don't want is this person came across as arrogant, or a bit of a know-it-all, or I don't really trust that they know what they say they know. In other words, I think they're faking it. You don't want any of those things. So how do you go into a situation where you don't know all the answers, because this is a new situation, and possibly a job where you're going to have to learn new skills? How do you go in there and come across as confident? Because you can't know everything, so This is where the tension starts, isn't it? And you become very self-conscious about how you're coming across. And the minute you do that and you start filtering out perfectly natural, good questions, for instance, because you're afraid that you'll look stupid, you are going to come across as somebody who isn't being totally themselves. And that instant trust that you need to build, that rapport, will be damaged. So you're in a bit of a bind here, aren't you? No, not if you follow these little tips. You do not know everything, and you will never know everything. And this applies to every situation throughout your entire life. And it's a fabulous thing because it means that you have the opportunity to constantly be curious and learn. And so in an interview situation, you need to be able to ask, I'm not sure if I've got this right, but would this be da 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 da? Or I could be wrong, but I'm wondering if da 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 da. Or actually, I've never come across that term before, but it sounds fascinating, da 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 da. But equally, you're going to be proud about the things you have done and your achievements, and probably phrases like, you know, I am very keen to learn would be seen as confident because a confident person says things like that because they're not worried that people are going to think they don't know it all. So that's the curiosity. And there's another word that creeps in here, which is humility. And if you have the curiosity and the humility vibe, you're very unlikely to come across as cocky, arrogant, know-it-all. But now you're thinking, ooh, humility, that sounds a bit weak. And that's not going to have me thought of as somebody good for that position or somebody that can be trusted in this responsibility. No, ooh, humility, humble, what I'm crawling around on all fours, begging somebody to look at me and nothing I do is really very good. But no, 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 no. Humility's got a bit of a bad rep because that's not what it's about at all. It's simply about acknowledging that you don't know everything and being open to constantly learning from other people and listening to feedback and improving, etc. And that's a good thing. It can't possibly be a bad thing. There's some story about the Stoic Marcus Aurelius. As he walked through his crowds being worshipped and applauded and bowed to the wonderful emperor that he was, he had people around him that he told to whisper in his ear, you're just a man. You're just a man. To keep him humble. So there we go. Take that one. So I want to just draw a little sort of graph for you. Imagine a line going down, a line going across, and then a sort of journey going up between those two lines. You know, one of those, is it a graph? I'm not sure what they're called. But you've got competence on one line and confidence on the other going across and one going up. And then your journey should take a lovely trajectory through the middle of that graph, that square, slowly, and it'll have ups and downs. And that means that your confidence is growing as your competence is increasing. If you try to go too fast on the competence, oh, you know, oh, I know how to do this. I'm going to quickly learn how to do this. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I've got this. I've got this. Yeah, cool. Right. Okay. Confident that I can do this. You are likely to end up with quite a lot of imposter syndrome because you will be faking it. You haven't got that deep knowledge that comes from practice and repetition and asking questions. Humility and curiosity, in other words. If you sort of fake the confidence thing, it's not authentic. It will drive you nuts in the end, and it will leak out. People will spot it because your body language will betray that you're not properly confident in that sort of way that comes from right inside, that you've got a self-belief that you're going to do a good job because you've learned these skills, that you are the kind of person that is confident enough in yourself to be able to ask questions, put your hand up, not worry about being wrong or sounding stupid, and confidence enough in yourself to learn from other people, not be comparing yourself with them all the time and think, oh gosh, they're probably better than me. It's a lovely feeling when you get that authentic confidence. And that is self-confidence, isn't it? Because really, when we talk about confident, we're talking about confidence in somebody else, confidence in a product, or people looking at somebody and saying they seem confident. Whereas that self-confidence thing is intrinsic, it's in you. Nobody necessarily knows what's going on inside you, but you do. And it's something that builds as a journey. So you might see somebody, say, on a stage at a conference or something, and one person might come on and you think, gosh, I wish I could be as confident as them. They just seem really confident. And then another person might come on doing a very good job, this very smooth, wonderful talk that they're giving, and they're delivering it with aplomb. And you're sat there thinking, ooh, this person just seems really cocky. I'm not warming to this person. So it's quite subtle, isn't it, that difference? But you know from an observer's point of view how narrow that line is really between them. So you might then be thinking, gosh, I do not want to step over that line. I don't want to be the person that I'm seeing up there as cocky. I don't want to be that person. But I do want to be confident. Ah, so what is the difference between those two people? The confident appearing person is probably just really enjoying what they're doing. They've worked at their talk and their delivery. They might have started, like most of us, from zero, and they've practiced skills and they've rehearsed and they've got good feedback and they've been really curious to learn from other good speakers, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're enthusiastic to get out there and share. And that is all coming across with this lovely feeling that they're confident. They don't have to tell you that they're confident. They don't have to tell you that they're great. The other person, the cocky appearing one, for all you know, might be absolutely riddled with self-doubt, and they might be overcompensating with this kind of brash, arrogant approach. This, what they think will make them look confident, but actually is coming across as cocky. Their body language is all out of sync with what they're saying. They probably haven't spent as long preparing the content and really attaching themselves to it as they should. And so they're kind of just winging it to a certain extent, but they think, if I stand this way, if I do my power pose, they'll think I know my stuff. Well, that's not how it works, because the confidence thing includes all that wonderful body language, all the non-verbals, the way you might smile but not sort of over-tip your head and be all sort of little bit kind of too self-deprecating in your style. Oh, you know, don't listen to me. It's a balance between your strong and your warm. And as I always tell people, imagine you've got one of those music mixer boards that sort of DJs and record producers or whatever have, you know, with the sliders going up and down. And you're in charge of that. It's your mixer board of strong and warm. And if you know that you can come across as a bit arrogant because of your facial expressions, the tone of your voice sometimes, and you don't intend it, but you have listened to feedback and you realize it's a bit of a default thing in your smile, your body language. So you're going to turn up the warm stuff and be very aware that you need to perhaps smile more than you would naturally, etc. And vice versa. As always with these things, it comes down to balance. You've got a line, and at one end is self-deprecating, at the other end is arrogant, and in the middle is something more like confidence. It's the same with assertiveness. You've got passive at one end, you've got aggressive at the other, and you've got assertive in the middle. Confident, assertive, they're nice things. I'm a great fan of somebody called Maria Popova, and she has The Marginalian, which used to be Brain Pickings, is a weekly email that I get, but just look her up. I'll put links around this. And I came across this quote, which I think is really relevant to what we've been exploring. We have created a culture that equates loudness with leadership, abrasiveness with authority. We mistake shouting for powerful speech, much as we mistake force for power itself. I'll leave you with that one, perhaps replay it. So on that note, being confident is definitely not shouting. It's not power poses left, right, and center. It's got to come from within. And people can be very quiet and extremely powerful. And that sort of calm authority that they might have is definitely a very lovely, confident thing to be around, isn't it? Remember the journey. You'll feel it inside. And that's when you know you've got authentic confidence. You're not faking it. You're not forcing it. You're remaining humble, curious, and you're practicing stuff. And do all those, and you will not fall into the trap of coming across as cocky. And you will also avoid having crippling imposter syndrome. I'll just leave you with that thought, which I've thrown in at the end.
Yeah!
I hope you've enjoyed that. If you want to know more about my mission of unsquashing, head to my website, trishalewis.com. But fundamentally, just subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or you can view it on my YouTube channel. And if you could spread the word a little bit, that would help, because I think this stuff's quite useful, don't you? Till the next episode, stay curious and unsquashed.